Never have I known a man with so much fear, Pilar said. He would not even have a bull's head in the house. One time at the feria of Valladolid, he killed a bull of Pablo Romero very well. I remember, the first brother said. I was at the ring. It was a soap-colored one with a curly forehead and with very high horns. It was a bull of over 30 arrobas. It was the last bull he killed in Valladolid. Exactly, Pilar said. And afterwards, the club of enthusiasts who met in the Café Colón and had taken his name for their club had the head of the bull mounted and presented it to him at a small banquet at the Café Colón. During the meal, they had the head on the wall, but it was covered with a cloth. I was at the table and others were there, Pastora, who was uglier than I am, and the Niña de los Penes, and other gypsies and whores of great category. It was a banquet, small but of great intensity, and almost of a violence due to a dispute between Pastora and one of the most significant whores over a question of propriety. I myself was feeling more than happy, and I was sitting by Finito, and I noticed he would not look up at the bull's head, which was shrouded in a purple cloth, as the images of the saints are covered in church during the week of the Passion of our former Lord. Finito did not eat much, because he had received a palotazo, a blow from the flat of the horn when he had gone in to kill in his last corrida of the year at Zaragoza, and it had rendered him unconscious for some time, and even now he could not hold food on his stomach, and he would put his handkerchief to his mouth and deposit a quantity of blood in it at intervals throughout the banquet. What was I going to tell you? The bull's head, Primitivo said. The stuffed head of the bull. Yes, Pilar said. Yes, but I must tell certain details so that you will see it. Finito was never very merry, you know. He was essentially solemn, and I had never known him when we were alone to laugh at anything, not even at things which were very comic. He took everything with great seriousness. He was almost as serious as Fernando. But this was a banquet given him by a club of aficionados, banded together into the Club Finito, and it was necessary for him to give an appearance of gaiety and friendliness and merriment. So all during the meal he smiled and made friendly remarks, and it was only I who noticed what he was doing with the handkerchief. He had 3 handkerchiefs with him, and he filled the 3 of them, and then he said to me in a very low voice, Pilar, I can support this no further. I think I must leave. Let us leave then, I said, for I saw he was suffering much. There was great hilarity by this time at the banquet, and the noise was tremendous. No, I cannot leave, Finito said to me. After all, it is a club named for me, and I have an obligation. If thou art ill, let us go, I said. Nay, he said, I will stay. Give me some of that manzanilla. I did not think it was wise of him to drink, since he had eaten nothing, and since he had a condition of the stomach, but he was evidently unable to support the merriment and the hilarity and the noise longer without taking something. So I watched him drink, very rapidly, almost a bottle of the manzanilla. Having exhausted his handkerchiefs, he was now employing his napkin for the use he had previously made of his handkerchiefs. Now indeed the banquet had reached a stage of great enthusiasm, and some of the least heavy of the whores were being paraded around the table on the shoulders of various of the club members. Pastora was prevailed upon to sing, and El Niño Ricardo played the guitar, and it was very moving, and an occasion of true joy and drunken friendship of the highest order. Never have I seen a banquet at which a higher pitch of real flamenco enthusiasm was reached, and yet we had not arrived at the unveiling of the bull's head, which was, after all, the reason for the celebration of the banquet.